Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of October's Very Own, the podcast about Drake. This is Dan Ozzie from Noisy. Always across from me, of course, is Eric Zinnerman.
Hello.
Noisy. Hey, just wait till I'm done.
Drake.
Wait till I'm fucking done.
Drake.
And I want to get right to it today.
Drake.
Because this is...
Drake. Drake.
I want to stab you.
Drake.
This might be the last episode because I stabbed
Worst.
you. Today we're doing a quiz episode. I want to get right to it. If we could just pipe in the Jeopardy music. No? Yeah. Okay.
No.
Our producer, Rob, says no.
That's, we don't have the rights.
Okay. No. Well, if you guys want to just hum along.
Who do we have on
here? First up, from Houston, from Dallas, Texas.
First of all, this is a terrible intro, but...
Yeah. I'm doing Alex Trebek.
Okay.
From Dallas, Texas, Leslie Horn, Noisy Managing Editor Leslie Horn. This is where you tell us a story that's not interesting at all.
Okay, well, I rode the train to work this morning.
Wow. Whoa. Really cool stuff.
Cool.
Also with us, we have Noisy's Annalise Dominguez. Fuck.
Wow. I thought you were
Everybody
Italian,
fucks
dude.
Up your name and I don't. And now I'm going to do it again. Annalise Dominguez. Now is when you tell us a story.
You didn't say where I'm from.
You're from California, the big coast.
Yep.
It's the Big Apple, actually.
I accidentally spilled coffee all over my freshly cleaned pants this morning.
That is a lot more interesting than the actual Jeopardy contestants.
Did
typical
you change
story.
Pants?
Yeah, did you?
When you change pants?
No.
Yeah. You're nice.
Rebel
I'm punk.
Did you ever see that Twitter account that's just Jeopardy introductions, and it's just all three of the stories that people tell on Jeopardy every
You know
day?
What I love is when people describe Twitter accounts.
I follow
Well, nobody's
once.
Describing yours because it sucks my butt.
Nice.
Yeah, they've got like funny tweets. It's like kind of like a.
All right. Just shut up.
Can you explain a tweet to me?
Yeah, it's like this guy, Drill. He looks like Jack Nicholson, but he's got sunglasses on and he says lots of random funny stuff. It's very good. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't. It's not
like,
right.
It's funny. Yeah.
All right. I want everybody to shut up because we're doing a quiz today. And honestly, I don't think Alex Trebek has enough of a stronghold on his contestants. I want everybody to shut up.
Everybody needs to shut up.
Stop talking. Good. Okay. So we're going to take a Drake quiz that I found online today. Yeah.
Where's it from, Dan?
Allthetests.com.
That's kind of like Wikipedia for...
No, I think it's just like
quizzes.
The only website on the internet that had a Drake quiz.
If it has all the tests, can I get an STD test from it?
Annalise.
Whoa, it says all. I'm just trying to
Annalise.
Double...
What other tests do people take? Pregnancy tests?
Can we just get through this...
Can I get my blood examined through
ACT?
All the tests?
Oh. I thought this was a Drake podcast.
Yeah, I did too, Leslie.
Drake.
Stop it. Everybody quiet now. I wish Trebek would do that more often. Like, he would just have like
he's
a whip. Like,
he's too, no, he's like
I
a
have
friendly
a question.
Guy.
I don't think he is.
Do you think Drake has ever taken this quiz? Do you think Drake takes quizzes about himself?
I bet he updates his own Wikipedia page.
I bet he's aware of it. Like, because he Googles himself a lot, you know?
So, but why would you search Drake quiz?
I don't know.
Do you just
I feel
search,
like if I was famous and I saw a quiz
Annalise
about
Dominic
myself,
any
I'd
quiz.
Be like,
I'm trying to make up for fucking...
He probably, if he sees, like a women's magazine quiz about him pop
up on his feed, he definitely
what
takes
Women's
it.
Women's Magazine is doing it. How compatible are you with Drake? Find out by taking our quiz.
BuzzFeed. I didn't want to say a BuzzFeed quiz, but...
Yeah, we can't say that word. BuzzFeed.
Anyway.
No, it's a real website. I've heard of it. All right, can we take this quiz?
Yeah, let's go through
it. Take the quiz.
Waiting on you, Dan.
TV hosts aren't ornery enough. I'm bringing it back. All right. Here's number one. Where was Drake born? New York City, New York. Actually, I'm sorry. It says New York City, New City.
Oh.
Is this a trick question?
So was he born in the state of New City?
Okay.
Was he born in London, England, Toronto, Canada, or Miami, Florida?
I mean,
it's obviously Toronto.
It's got to be Toronto.
All right, we're going Toronto.
I mean, this feels like it could be a trick question, but it's definitely Toronto. He's Canadian.
We'll hear all the answers at the end.
Okay. All right.
All right. Question number two.
All right.
So we're all clear on not New City. He wasn't born in New York City. New City.
Yeah, he was born in Toronto.
Number two.
Yeah.
When is Drake's birthday? And it has the
Can
British.
I just say it?
Sure, go ahead.
October 24th.
Yeah.
Wow, you just
1986.
Knew
he's a year older than
Whoa.
Me.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's where we got the name of this podcast, October.
We got to do a birthday episode for Drake soon.
Yeah, we do. We got to wish him a happy birthday.
All right. Number three. We're getting a little bit more difficult. How many seasons... I'm sorry, but this is grammatically incorrect, this question, and I apologize.
It's allmyquizzes.com.
Allmytests.com.
Allmytests.
I write a letter to the editor.
Yeah.
How many seasons did Drake play on the Degrassi? That's exactly how it's worded.
On the Degrassi?
On the Degrassi.
Hmm. Considering I don't know anything.
I have options for you.
Okay, all right.
10, 9, 6, and 8.
I want to say 6. I think six.
Six feels right. Let's go with six.
That honestly seems too many.
Yeah.
I'm more wondering if all the tests is even accurate.
Yeah.
There have been like a lot of seasons of Degrassi.
Yeah, we found out that earlier.
But how long can you play a teenager for?
As long as
longer than you would think.
Well, let's think about it, Dan. 13 to 20, that'd be 7 years.
Well, okay, so. Okay. I know the answer and it's accurate. I looked it up.
Okay.
I just don't trust all the tests.
Okay. Cheater.
Are you guys Degrassi fans?
I've never seen a single episode of Degrassi.
I haven't either.
Well, if you go back and listen to our episode, we talked to Pilot and Larry about it. So
they have a pretty good explanation about Degrassi.
All right, question number four.
Okay.
What record label is Drake signed to? I swear to Christ, these are the answers. Lil Wayne.
Just Lil Wayne.
It's definitely Lil Wayne. He's signed to Lil Wayne.
Cannot recommend this website enough. Allthetests.com. Universal Music Group, Young Money Entertainment, or Good Music?
Well, isn't...
I thought it was... Didn't he sign to something in England a while ago?
He
signed a Boy Better Know, but that was like more of like a co-sign. Like he's like... I don't think he's actually signed to Boy Better Know. He's just like trying to show he's pals with Skepta. He signed to Young Money.
Okay.
Which is not.
Is that a date at this point?
Well, no. It's Lil Wayne. And
so you don't want to go with Lil Wayne?
No, we want to go with Young Money. We want to go with Young Money.
All right.
But he started OVO within Young Money.
Question number five. Again, I'm just going to read this exactly how it's worded.
Right.
What is Drake's favorite fast food? Option one, McDonald's.
Okay.
KFC. Pizza.
Pizza?
Tacos.
Pizza, tacos, what? What? I'm trying to think if he's got any raps about
fast food. Can you repeat?
Yes, what? Absolutely.
Can
As a quiz
that?
Master, I would be delighted to. Question number five again. What is Drake's favorite fast food? McDonald's.
All right.
KFC, mm-hmm. pizza, or taco?
Is it just one singular taco?
No, it's tacos, but one McDonald's.
Pizza.
Pizza? Should we go with pizza? I don't know. He doesn't seem like a guy who eats pizza.
It's kind of weird that Cheesecake Factory isn't on.
But that's fast casual. That's fast casual, not fast food. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, Annalise, get it together. God damn it.
Maybe not. I'm sorry. I haven't left my apartment in months.
You know what? I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say KFC.
You guys going KFC?
Yeah, let's go with KFC.
I'm going to say McDonald's.
No, we have to be together.
What?
I'm sorry, but they outnumber you.
You could dissent.
Yeah, but I think KFC makes sense.
Well, we have two for KFC. Can you make a compelling argument
otherwise? Yeah, why do you think Drake wants McDonald's?
Well, why do you think he wants KFC?
Because KFC. He seems like a fried chicken kind of guy.
KFC is more delicious than McDonald's is.
Is it?
Because...
Yeah, KFC's delicious. It's like the best thing
McDonald's
on that list.
McDonald's kind of sucks.
Well, no, I'm not gonna talk shit about McDonald's. Well, I just mean like Drake is.
That's where you draw the line. You shan't talk shit about it.
No, but Drake is all about the finer things in life, and I feel like KFC is like more like a high.
It's a prestige.
Yeah, when we're coming to fast foods, KFC.
Although the chicken nuggets at McDonald's are pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but like. But in that's comparison, all you can get.
I have a question.
I like how I'm trying to sway this one. Yeah.
Our Canada editor has said that U.S. chains come to Canada and they're not as good. Mm. And he specifically said McDonald's is not as good in Canada. What's KFC like? Maybe KFC is, you know, better than McDonald's in Canada, even though McDonald's is better.
If there was Tim
here.
Hortons, I would have gone with Tim Hortons in a second.
Yeah. Right.
But we're dealing with McDonald's.
In this economy.
Where are you now, Annalise?
I'm still gonna go with McDonald's. I think that.
All right. Well, do we have
to go with KFC?
We have two for KFC. I'm sorry, Annalise.
KFC. Okay.
Well, maybe time will redeem.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hey, we'll see.
All right. Question number six. At what age was Drake when his parents got divorced? He was 5. He was 17. He was 1. Or they never got divorced.
Ooh. Well, I'm pretty sure they're divorced.
I think he was 1. I think he was a baby.
He was a baby. Yeah.
Baby Drake.
Oh, this is another reason why I think KFC as well, because his dad lives in Memphis, so he probably spent some time in the South.
Which is why he wouldn't like KFC. Ooh. Because, like... If he would
guys,
be
we're not
like,
going
no.
back to the KFC question.
No,
like once we lock
I mean,
in.
Yeah, but like if you're gonna go for fast food and you're looking for fried chicken, you're not gonna choose KFC. You're gonna find like a Popeyes or something.
Well, yeah, but like Popeyes isn't on that list.
Yeah, but like,
we're talking about divorce right now.
I think one. That's I think one,
one
seems like yeah.
I would like to divorce myself
because he also
this
has
podcast.
A very good. He has a very publicly positive relationship with his mom, and I feel like she kind of raised him.
His dad, he had an estranged relationship with his dad until he was older.
To be honest, we should do a whole episode on Drake's
Yeah, dad. And I would like Drake to grow out a mustache like his dad.
I don't want that.
Really?
I mean, he could. He has the
I
beard.
I bet he does it in his old...
He definitely
in his,
can.
He definitely does the, like, I'm shaving my beard, I'm gonna, like, shave various styles of mustache to, like, freak
it.
Out
Whomst
his
us.
Friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
I do that all the time.
All right. That's question like number 7. I feel like we're going to input all of these, and then this website is not going to give us the answers at all. But
well, we'll find out.
It was 1. Okay.
Number 7. I'm going to read it exactly how it is. Which Drake are these lyrics from?
Okay.
I think they mean song.
Yeah, I think they forgot a word.
I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Even I know that one. Successful, take care, best I ever had, or over.
Can you read the lyrics again? And
I
can
swear,
you read them more like Drake?
And no,
like,
I won't. That's
can
the
you
catch.
Read them a little slower? Because you kind of mumbled your way through
at the
that.
End, he goes, what am I doing? What am I doing? Keep Does
going.
That help?
Yeah, keep no, keep going, That's, though.
What am I doing? What am I doing? That's all you're going to get out of it.
Drake Ozzy over here.
I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing?
What?
Successful, take care, best I ever had, or over?
Over.
It's over, baby.
Yeah, it's over.
3 over. All right, question number 8.
I hope the next song makes Stan sing Drake again.
Which Drake song are these lyrics from?
Yes.
They put song in there that time. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. To big homie, use a flash if you must, and I swear I ain't asking for much. Successful, Marvin's Room, over, or forever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think it's forever. Or maybe it's successful.
You two trust Eric on this?
Shoulder pads?
I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads.
I always take the shoulder pads out.
Maybe he was thinking of more of like a...
Like a football
thing? Rather than a clothing reference. Maybe. But
wait, why does he treat his city like shoulder pads? Like he smashes into people with Toronto?
Like he's like, what kind of shoulder pads are we talking? Like sports protective shoulder pads or like 80s power suit shoulder pads?
That's what we're talking about. Well, you step into the Drake chamber.
I don't know.
Bring your Drake game.
I haven't smoked enough weed for this.
Again, successful, Marvin's Room, over or forever. There are people listening right now who are furious
with
all
of you.
Yeah,
they're so pissed right now.
I don't think it's successful. I think it's... No.
I truly don't know. I it sounds like forever.
Sure, we'll go with forever.
Let's go with that. It's probably wrong. Yeah. I'm apologizing to everybody.
I am also sorry.
God, I'm sorry. There are two more fucking Drake songs.
I think Dan should apologize for not being able to sing the lyrics.
No. When do you hear Alex Trebek sing? Never.
Always.
Fucking
keep going.
Never.
I thought
keep
we
going.
Were breaking
all right.
the mold of Alex Trebek.
We have two more. We have two more lyrics to get through.
It would definitely.
Which is it, Dan?
All right. Everybody, shut up. Question number 9. Which Drake song are these lyrics from? Killing all these rappers, you would swear I had a hit list. Everyone who doubted me is asking for forgiveness. If you ain't been part of it, at least you got to witness. It's from Headlines, Take Care, Over, or Forever. Some stumped looks around this table I'm seeing.
It's Headlines.
I think it's Headlines. Hasn't this quiz asked us if it's the same song?
We have one more of those. Hold on.
How long is this quiz? Headlines
I think it's like 16 questions.
No, but like over and...
One more lyrics from.
On every single one.
What Drake song are these lyrics from?
All right.
She says she missed the old Drake. Girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. Headlines, Over, Trust Issues Forever.
Over or Trust Issues. Can you?
I think
again?
My first.
Can you sing them again?
She says they missed the old Drake. Girl, don't tempt me.
Wait. Trust Issues. I'm going to say Trust Issues.
All right. Question number 11. Back to personal items about Drake. What is Drake's favorite color? Red, green, brown, or purple?
Purple, final answer.
Purple.
Purple.
I'd say it's a safe bet. It's the color of our podcast. Yeah. October's very own, a podcast about Drake by Noisy. Right, we got okay, question number 12 is a true or false question. I would love if it just said true or false, Drake.
Yeah. I'd say true.
I'd say
true to that.
I'd say
yeah.
False. I don't know.
Ooh. Now why did you say false?
Well, because Drake.
Can
his
anybody...
first name's Aubrey.
Yeah. False.
We were talking Aubrey. About doing an episode of this podcast where we just say the word Drake, the like nothing but the
nobody
word Drake.
Else was talking about that except you.
I heard people talking about it. Drake?
Yeah, like, what's
Drake?
The question?
True or false? Drake is Jewish. True. Who's Drake? False. And I don't know.
Wait, what? What are they?
Who's Drake is an answer for this?
True or false? Drake is Jewish.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
druid.
True.
He's a druid. True.
That would be a plot.
Who's Drake? False. And I don't know. I didn't realize. I'm thinking what happened here is they have a system that only allows for 4 answers.
Right.
So they had to like compensate somehow.
Was this quiz written
was this
by
translated
an algorithm
in Google Translate?
But if you put I don't know and it's wrong. If you genuinely don't know, technically that should be right.
No. Sometimes when you don't know, that's wrong. You know?
Is Drake Jewish?
Because if you
if
don't
I don't
know
believe that he is, if a tree falls in the woods,
no,
is
but
it
if
Jewish?
You don't know, if you don't know the answer to something, then you're wrong about the
no,
answer.
No, tree falling in the woods. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Keep going.
Okay. So wait, are we going true on this?
It's true.
Yes. It's true.
Question number 13. Now, this might be dated. I don't know. So this is like a chronology question. What is Drake's latest album called?
Oh, okay. Well,
we have So Far Gone.
This is a trick question.
YOLO, Call Me Maybe, and Take Care.
And how old is this quiz that we're taking?
I cannot verify the age.
I'm going to go with Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet.
Let's go with Call Me Maybe.
Let's go with Call Me Maybe.
You're going to go Call Me Maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Straight up disrespectful even to Carly Rae, but okay.
Just so everybody knows.
Question number 14, home stretch here. What is Drake's clothing line called? YOLO, OVOXO, Black Heart Brand, and then what clothing line?
I'm going to go with what clothing line for 500.
Just want to give a plug to allthetests.com again.
Yeah.
Fantastic job that they've done.
Really good. It's OVO.
And this was the first answer when you searched Drake quiz. It's the first result.
I mean, it's clearly been around for a while, so it's probably got high indexing on Google. That's a little inside.
Remember on Noisy, we used to use quizmonkey.com?
Yeah.
And then
for Quizmania.
And they all got erased.
Yeah, well, then we got to redesign, and all the quizzes are gone.
There's some good stuff in there.
My favorite
How America
one,
Are You?
My favorite one was How Music Are You, which I think was the first one we did.
What was the one we
How
did?
How Music
with,
Are You?
Didn't we do one like Are You Real Hip Hop?
No, we did one that said, how much do you know about rap music? And then every answer was Jay-Z.
I got the answer Jay-Z, which I thought was weird.
There were some other good ones. I don't remember
what. So were you going OVOXO on this?
Yeah, it's OVOXO. Now it's just OVO.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Dated ass quiz. You got to update your quizzes, allthetests.com.
Yeah, allthetests.com if you're listening.
All right, we got two more here. And they are doozies.
Okay.
Question number 15. What size shoe does Drake wear?
Right.
11 and a half.
How do you know that?
I just made that up.
Okay.
Well, I think this is a good time to go with there's 13. No. I don't have a clue. 8 and 7.5. 7.5 is practically like a women's size shoe.
Well, 13 seems, how tall is Drake?
4'9", I don't know.
He's got to be like 6'1", 6'7".
13
seems reasonable. That seems accurate.
Large. 13 seems
large. We can go with I don't have a clue.
What size shoe do you wear?
This is a 12.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6 feet.
What size shoe do you wear?
11. And I'm 5'9.5".
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah,
13,
no,
right. Fine.
It's 13.
That's just like seems not pretty that big.
That's do you think
that,
maybe
no,
he
no,
like...
No, it's like a pretty normal...
All right.
Stuffs his shoes.
By the way, there's a box at the bottom that says, click here to add comment. I have a few.
Okay. You should put a link to the podcast. Subscribe and like.
All right. Here's the last question. What is Drake's favorite NFL team? New York Giants. What's NFL? What, like they had? They couldn't have put one more fucking
There's
team.
There's 32 teams, goddamn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, seriously.
I like how they gave up on this quiz.
After the first.
The intern's like, can I go home now? And they're like, did you finish? And he's like, oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, I'll finish it tomorrow.
What else we got?
Atlanta Falcons, New Orleans Saints.
Let's see. I feel like he, at this time in Drake's, it's got to be New Orleans because the Young Money connection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say Falcons because he's a bandwagon fan.
But the Falcons weren't that good then, I don't think. You got to remember this was
when
made.
When the test was written.
Yeah, the test was written in like 2011.
Well, wait, when did the Saints won a Super Bowl not too long ago?
In the late 2000s.
Guys, in hindsight, I wish I had searched for a better quiz before picking the very first one that came up.
Yeah.
How'd we do?
Okay, so we're going Saints or Falcons?
Yeah. Saints.
Guys, your results. Wow, holy shit. It didn't even tell. It just, okay. It just says, Drake quiz. You don't know much about Drake. Go back and try again. I doubt you even know who he is. Never give up. You have correctly answered 6 of 16. That seems low.
I think all my tests is.
Okay, so where was Drake
this
born?
Is rigged.
Toronto. That's a right answer. What is Drake's birthday? October 24th. That's right.
2 for 2.
How many seasons did he play on Degrassi? Sorry you didn't choose a correct answer. It was 9. I looked it up and I think it's 6.
So
I like looked this up specifically and it said 6.
Okay. Well, let's keep going.
I want to sue.
Yeah, we should sue. Rate my tests. allthetests.com. What record label was he signed to? Your answer is correct, Young Money. What is Drake's favorite fast food? I'm sorry, folks. It was McDonald's.
Yes! Vindication!
Wow.
That's so surprising
one
to me.
One McDonald's.
Drake's loving it.
Oh,
Annalise,
okay.
too. Could we get sued for doing that?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Keep going.
What age was Drake when his parents got divorced? He was 5.
Oh, no.
Again,
is there
maybe.
Much of a difference
not
between
sure.
5 and 1?
Honestly, no. I thought it was 5.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Annalise, what ace is. You got the correct answer on over. You got the wrong answer on... I always treated my city like shoulder pads. That was successful.
God damn it.
And then you guys don't know the lyrics at all.
To
I'm
be
sorry.
Honest, I don't listen to Drake for the lyrics.
Killing all the rappers. You would swear I had a hit list. That was forever. And then she says they missed the old Drake. That was headlines. So you got all those
wrong. Wait, didn't we pick forever for...
I don't remember. Hmm. I might have just fucked with you and picked whatever I wanted, to be honest. What is Drake's favorite color? I'm sorry, but the right answer is brown, apparently.
Whose favorite color is brown?
Fucking Drake's. Nobody.
How do they know this?
Foxy That's a brown. Weird question.
All right.
All right. True or false, is Drake Jewish? You got that one right. Congrats, guys. Mazel tov. What is Drake's latest album called? Take Care. We were right on that. I feel like this is more than
so
six.
This quiz is like
What is Drake's clothing
old.
Line called? Sorry, you didn't choose a correct answer. It is Black Heart Brand.
I OVO feel like so is that thing he did with The Weeknd, isn't it?
What's Black Heart Brand?
Drake's clothing line. It just told you.
No, he has. Well, this is fucked up because there's literally OVO stores.
What's that shoe does Drake wear? Well, that was right. It was a 13.
Wow.
What is Drake's favorite NFL team? It's the Atlanta Falcons. And if you want to place these results on your website, just copy and paste the following embed code. I think we should do that.
This is so
I would love
stupid.
To make that.
This was a really bad quiz.
Why did we do this?
Well,
I'm sure everybody listening right now is just really pissed.
For our listeners right now, there's a market out there for good Drake quizzes.
Send Somebody, us your best Drake quivia.
Yeah, send us a Drake quiz. We'll
Drake
post it on Noisy.
Trivia. Quivia.
Great trivia.
Wow. Quiz trivia.
Well, I have to just make mention, Annalise slaughtered all of you.
I knew I was right about McDonald.
Well, what did
Never
we learn about Drake
again.
Today?
His favorite fast food is McDonald, and his favorite color is brown.
I learned
Leslie's
that I don't
just
know.
Contorting her face in just a horrified manner. Yes, Leslie.
I learned. Oh.
I mean, nothing. I learned that
his shoe size is maybe 13.
I'm yeah. bad with, yeah, size 13 shoes.
Maybe.
Favorite color, brown. What a psycho. Whose favorite color
but
is...
But where did that come from? I don't even know if I believe that.
I don't know. Who knows?
You know, I think this like podcast kinda. Tricked me into thinking his favorite color was purple because I was like, yeah,
all
definitely purple because I've been seeing the banner for the podcast a lot online.
Annalise, did you learn anything? About Drake or just life?
Well,
quizzes.
I learned that you can't take STD tests on all the tests.com, so that's false advertising.
Generally, you can't take STD tests on the internet.
It doesn't make
FYI.
Sense. It's 2017. If I can order 1,000 crickets from Amazon, why can't I take an STD test online?
So true. I'm not going to ask Eric because Eric learned something new every episode.
I didn't. No, what I learned in this episode is that I don't really know early Drake's lyrics that well.
Hmm. Somebody needs to go bone up.
Yeah. You know what I was doing earlier today, listening to Nothing Was the Same.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was
well,
pretty awesome.
No, that's really cool.
Nothing Was the Same. Great
no,
album.
Eric, that's really cool, though.
Have you heard it?
Eric, that's really
Worst.
Cool.
Worst.
Drake.
Come on the podcast.
Drake, hey, Drake,
give us some new
podcast.
Facts about yeah. Drake. How many wisdom teeth have you had removed?
I have a
Are
question.
You afraid of spiders?
I have a question. Since we're asking questions, and I know we're almost out of time, or we're out of time, but... I have a question for you, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever listened to a Drake album front to back?
Yeah. If you're listening, it's too late.
Like from track one
mm-hmm.
to the end.
I had it on my my MP3 player at the old gymnasium.
Is that the only one?
A Zune?
Yeah, Zune. I had to order it with my crickets from Amazon.
That's the only payment they take these days.
No, I have. That's the only one.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.